bless this solid moment, solemn moment. In your son's name, amen. There was a time in Israel's history when they were conquered and dragged into slavery because of their unfaithfulness and their sin. During that time, God reminded them with this scripture. Ezekiel 22:30 says, I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. Men, today we have a similar situation where we're in the process of having to rebuild our society one family at a time. So, if you have prayed and sense that God is calling you to stand in the gap for your family by taking the resolution today, stand up where you are. Praise the Lord. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. If you're humbly seeking God's strength to lead your family according to God's word and God's guidance, I ask you to step out into the aisle and stand there. Husbands, love your wife as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. If you're asking God to help you love your wife as Christ loved the church, I ask you to come forward, take your place on the stage, and face the audience. If you're here today supporting one of these men in the taking of the resolution, I ask you to stand up where you are and support now. I'm going to read the resolution to you in short sections. At the appropriate time, as I read those sections, they're going to be repeated in Spanish to our Spanish speakers. So we'll just have a short hesitation. When I nod my head, you say, I do, or I will, or prometo. And then we'll go on to the next section. Okay? I do solemnly resolve before God to take full responsibility for myself, my wife, and my children. I will love them, protect them, serve them, teach them the word of God as the spiritual leader of my home. I will be faithful to my wife, to love and honor her, and be willing to lay down my life for her just as Jesus Christ did for me. I will bless my children and teach them to love God with all their hearts, all their minds, all their strength. I will. I will train them to honor authority and live responsibly. I will. I will confront evil, pursue justice, and love mercy. I will. I will pray for others and treat them with kindness, respect, and compassion. I will. I will work diligently to provide for the needs of my family. I will. I will forgive those who have wronged me and reconcile with those I have wronged. I will. I will learn from my mistakes, repent of my sins, and walk with integrity as a man answerable to God. I will. I will seek to honor God, be faithful to his church, obey his word, and do his word. I will. I will. I will courageously work with the strength of God, the strength God provides to fulfill this resolution for the rest of my life and for his glory. I will. Men, at this time, God is extremely proud of you. You have stood with Joshua as he stood over 3,000 years ago and said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And you have said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to know that the characteristics of a godly leader are summarized in 1 Corinthians 16:13. He says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, but let all that you do be done in love. I want to give you a warning. Satan is going to attack you and attack your family in ways you can't imagine right now. But just remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And do not neglect the rewards of the strength, the peace, the stability, the love, and the presence of the Holy Spirit to help you deal with your family. Well, you maintain you can't do what God has called us to do without him in your life. And that's more, it takes more than just coming to church. You've got to have a relationship with him on a daily basis to draw his strength and his hope. Let's pray. Father, you've called us as men to be leaders of our family. And we know the type of leadership you call us to do is tough. But God, we know with your strength, we can thrive on tough. There's nothing too tough, Lord, compared to what you did for us on the cross. So we humbly pray for you today to bless us, to strengthen us, to give us a hope, to give us the joy of imparting your word to our wives and our children. Lord, to enjoy you forever, knowing that we may never receive a tangible reward in this life other than the peace that surpasses all comprehension. Knowing that passing on your legacy is the greatest thing we can do for our children. And loving our wives is also right up there with it. Thank you for these men. We pray in your precious son's name. Amen. Okay, men, before you sit down, we're going to ask you to go to one of the three tables in back. And we want you to take your family with you. You'll get to sign a copy of the resolution. One of your elders will sign a copy, and you'll have to have your wife or one of your friends sign as a witness for what you've done today before the Lord. So, families, if you'll join your men at one of the tables in the back, let's take a few minutes. After you've signed the resolution, get your resolution, come back and sit down, and we'll have a closing song. After church, we have a photographer set up in back, and we want to take a picture of you with your resolution and your family to commemorate this time of dedication. So go ahead and proceed to one of the tables.